And our next story is about a young man facing a question that almost everyone faces at some point. What am I going to do with myself? This particular young man tried a novel way to answer the question. Here's Hannah Jaffe-Walt of NPR's Planet Money team.
There's a classic response to the classic question, follow your passion. Our response commencement speakers will be repeating again and again this month, just as they did last year and the year before.
Follow your passion. Stay true to yourself. Never follow someone else's path. Unless
you are free to pursue your dreams.
If you really want to fly, just harness your power to your passion. Honor your calling. Everybody has one.
Ellen DeGeneres, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and Oprah Winfrey. Max Kornbluth, like every other young American, has heard this message again and again. And every time he hears it, a voice in his head screams, what if you don't have a passion? Other kids, his friends, peers at college, never seem to have this problem.
I knew kids who had their one thing and had already found it, right?
Were you one of those kids?
I was not one of those kids. I did not have I still don't have my one thing.
Max is a smart guy, interested in lots of different things. He's well-educated. So how to decide what career to pursue? Without passion to organize this choice, Max felt like he needed some other metrics. And he turned to economics, specifically one economist who writes a blog Max likes, Tyler Cowen of George Mason University.
I wrote him basically a question that said, hey, Tyler, here's the situation I'm in. I don't have a passion. Should I be trying to find a passion? Or if not, what should I be trying to optimize? Need I try to develop a passion before selecting a life path or career? And if so, how do I do that? All the best, Max.
And I thought this is really, truly, literally a central question of our time.
Tyler Cowen found this question exciting because he says it's a very new conundrum. The fact that Max and so many other young college graduates can even entertain the question, what is my passion, could choose their careers at all, that's the result of years of industrialization and a country becoming more and more productive. So now that we live in that reality, what's the best, most rational way to make this very common choice? Economics seems like it could help. It's all about costs and benefits, modeling complicated decisions. But Tyler sat down to think about it.
And I found it was very hard to give him a good answer. It was a truly difficult, tough question to make any progress on. And months passed, and I felt guilty.
Because he had no answer. Tyler invited Max to lunch to meet him in person. He thought that might help.
Hello, you must be Max.
Hey,
Tyler.
Tyler brought two other economists with him, Brian Kaplan and Garrett Jones, as sort of backup. So there was Max Kornbluth enjoying crispy duck and Thai eggplant while a panel of economists attacked his question, what do I do with my life? And they all seemed sure they could come up with a rational, smart approach to the question if they could just get the right data set out of Max.
How much are you willing to suffer in the short run to get a better future?
Have you ever considered working and living in Asia, say Singapore, Tokyo? Yes or no?
How important is it to be able to spend X number of hours a week with your kid, and what is that X?
How well do you understand your own defects?
What does 50-year-old Max want?
Can your community be a cyber community, or do you need to have a face-to-face community?
Without a passion, the economists needed some way to measure Max's preferences. If what Max wanted was to maximize his earning potential, they told him, he should go into corporate finance. If he wanted to maximize the benefit to the world, maybe he should do the same thing, make a lot of money, and then give it all away. In the end, the three economists did not advise Max to pursue some particular career path. They didn't even give him very specific advice. But they did all agree that Max's lack of passion could actually work to his advantage. Pursuing a passion, especially if it's a popular passion, often doesn't pay well. Max, at the very least, they told him, will not have that problem. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News. Did you ever have